Eight deans at Michigan State University jointly signed their names to a piece recently published in Inside Higher Ed. In it, they say they are compelled to, quote, confront the power dynamics that can make academe a haven for predatory behavior and abuse. Joining us now are two of those deans. Cheryl Sisk is interim dean for the College of Natural Sciences. Christopher Long is dean of the College of Arts and Letters. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's great to be here.
So for those of you who have been following this story, Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar has been convicted after about 300 women said that Nassar had sexually abused them under the guise of treatment. This went on for a couple of decades. Michigan State staff and administrators did not believe complaints and did not do what was necessary to stop Nassar. So given that, you have written that we need to deal with that reality. What do you plan to do to confront the power that allowed that?
So we've been focused as deans in the wake of the survivor impact statements, which have really transformed the culture here at MSU and the power of the women who have spoken so courageously, have been really an inspiration for us as deans to take a hard look at all of the aspects of the culture of MSU, to begin to have the kinds of conversations that will ensure that when people speak up, they're listened to, and that we can redress issues as they emerge.
One of the points you made, that you have to avoid the temptation to put the Nassar crisis behind us. Why is that important?
It's so important because if you weren't at MSU in mid to late January, it's just hard to imagine the impact that listening to those survivor statements had on us as individuals and as a community. It was so powerful. For me personally, I went through just a period of grieving and the various stages of grief of, you know, denial and then anger and sorrow. And it was just such an emotional experience. And just watching the courage and the determination of those girls and women who did just have the courage and the guts to come forward and tell their stories, that was so overwhelming and influential. There is no way I'm putting that in my rearview mirror. That is my inspiration and my motivation to make MSU a better place. And so they're forefront in my mind.
You, the deans who wrote this, say basically higher ed is called to seek the truth, tell the truth, hear the truth, critical self-reflection, accountability. Yet at institution after institution, we know of cases where those standards are pushed aside either in a crisis, a PR crisis sometimes, or to protect favored personnel. So why is that happening in these institutions that know better?
Yeah, that's an issue we tried to address in the second of the three imperatives we outlined in the essay. These structural issues that are really driving certain kinds of behavior that have to be redressed. So often we are in higher education, and I think in other industries as well, driven by certain metrics of success. And often that causes us to lose sight of the core values that drive us as institutions. In higher education, those metrics often concern, you know, research dollars or rankings in various areas. And sometimes those rankings cause us to lose sight of the core values of the mission of the university. We at MSU, for example, are a land-grant university, and we're focused on access. And when, for example, one of the main things that the rankings look at is selectivity, you know, if we're driven by that, we are in a certain sense in conflict with our own core values of a university. So we're really focused on the issues of accountability that we articulated in the essay, and holding each other accountable, not just in the policies we establish and the way in which we insist upon compliance, but also in our daily interactions with one another to ensure that we're creating a culture that is safe and caring and supportive.
But those measurements, things such as raising money and elevating national rankings, they are seen as measurements of success by administrators and a lot of faculty, too. So how do you get past that?
Yeah, it's true. That's reality. The problem comes when those trying to achieve those metrics and being, you know, at the top of the heap, when those become your primary motivation for an institution, and it, as Chris said, makes you lose sight of what you're really supposed to be doing. That's, you know, that's when it becomes the tail wagging the dog, and that's what we're trying not to lose sight of.
In that part of the essay in Inside Higher Ed, it also notes that, quote, many other unjust and inequitable campus structures and processes must be interrogated and redressed. What do you mean by that?
For example, there are plenty of behaviors that people engage in that don't rise to the level of criminal behavior or even, you know, something that's requires disciplinary action. But there are behaviors that we don't want to tolerate and enable at Michigan State. Things like bullying, things like abuse of someone's power. Academia, like every other segment of society, there are inherent power structures, and the power dynamics, when they come into play, can go wrong and can lead to behaviors that we simply do not want to tolerate. So it may have nothing to do with sexual harassment or sexual misconduct or research misconduct, nothing like that. These are just how we treat people as human beings.
You're talking about civility, it sounds like.
Civility.
Exactly. And I think one of the issues that we're really focused on are issues of structural inequity, and that can involve issues around gender or issues around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And that's been a huge focus of ours among the deans, is to emphasize the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and to recognize the ways that institutions have privileged certain kinds of ways of knowing. And we need to open up spaces for more innovative, intersectional ways of knowing and modes of research. That's an imperative that we have as academic institutions. So driving at metrics that measure the same old forms of scholarship and old ways of knowing is inherently regressive.
Well, you talk about that in your conclusion, a goal of creating more trust and equity, and you call on everyone in higher ed to hold one another accountable, from staff to the governing board, from students to the faculty, all across levels of administration. What would that look like on a day-to-day basis?
That's exactly the discussion that are happening all over campus. So back at the first of the year, the deans met weekly, if not more than that, to talk about that very issue. What does this look like in the workplace? And so what we've been doing or trying to do is simply lead by example. And so among the deans, we've had conversations about what are our shared values. How do we want to treat each other? What are our expectations of each other? How are we as deans going to hold ourselves accountable? So we've had those discussions at our level. We created white papers and other kinds of things that put those ideas on paper. And then as academic leaders, we are trying to help others in our own colleges to have those exact same conversations. This is going to be the kind of thing that has to happen from the ground up. You know, the provost or the dean can't dictate to students, faculty, and staff what their values should be and how they should behave. This has got to be something that is a very local conversation, and that's what we're trying to help everybody at MSU start to do and think about.
One of the things that's been really heartening about working with the deans, and Cheryl's been a leader on this, is the way in which we are giving each other courage to have the hard conversations we need to have. We've had a series of meetings around community values and trying to discern ways to empower units to have conversations about, well, what are their expectations of one another with respect to professional behavior? How are we holding each other accountable in those contexts? And what's been exciting about the meetings that Cheryl has led has been that we're having conversations across the levels of the institution, deans, with associate provosts, with members, chairs of departments.
Well, let me stop you because this is important, I think. Is it happening above your level?
Yes, I think we are working, you know, across the university to ensure that these values are embodied in everything we do. And that's been our commitment as deans. We said we wanted to create a culture that's transparent, open, trusting, and safe, that facilitates accountability and care, and that is equitable and inclusive. And those are the values that we are bringing to our interactions every day.
We've been talking to Chris Long, Dean of College of Arts and Letters, and Cheryl Sisk, Interim Dean for the College of Natural Sciences at Michigan State University. They, along with six other deans at Michigan State, assigned onto a piece titled "Can Michigan State Recover and Chart a New Path for Higher Education?" It was published last month in Inside Higher Ed. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.